Tonight on TMSPM. Wow, that's a lot of copies.
What's the 411 on that 911 flag?
Mel Gibson hated BVS.
Should have been 911. An air-delivered burrito.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the Morning Stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of the show for the 8th of September, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
I did a quick walk with the dog, get her to pee, and came back slightly allergied. I think I better take a little something. What do you do? Allivert?
I take an Allivert.
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 All right. I don't think I've ever had an Allivert. Does it make you drowsy?
No, it's not like a Benadryl. Benadryls okay. are like, really, Benadryls are sleep aids that just happen also fix allergy symptoms. Mm-hmm. But Allivert's are a lot better, I think.
How about a goat?
Goat make you sneeze.
Oh, goat make you sneeze.
No, that's don't take a goat because that like has the opposite
effect. It's not what I want at all.
Yeah. Goats might cause sneezing and in some cases death.
That's right. Welcome to the show, everyone.
By the way, when you see those commercials, it's now I pointed out to Tina, and I know this is not going to be a surprise to anyone, but as they're describing the horrible things that could happen as you take those medications, 99% of the time, it's slow motion people who are suffering at the beginning doing happy things.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
gardening.
Right. Swimming or playing frisbee with the kids, but it's like almost always in slow motion, and it's always like the happiest thing. Side effects may include poop falling right out of your butt without any control.
It's all about phrasing.
Raging boners.
Yeah, what raging. Doesn't seem like a downside at all.
Yeah. In cases.
I've never noticed the snowmo, but I'm going to pay attention now, even though I don't have regular TV. I don't even know what that's like. Commercials. What are those?
I know. You don't get those. You don't get those often with you when you cut the cord. But the ones you do get, you can't skip. Yep.
Can't go past them. They're just there.
They're just there. You can't fast forward through them.
Every once in a while, you go to a hotel or something, and you get like nothing but commercials, and you realize my life is better now without these. Yeah. That's what happened to me. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff tonight. The usual business, as well as I'm going to tell you about a dream I had here real quick. Mm-hmm. Want to hear about my dream?
Please. So I looked ahead. Mm-hmm. I cheated. I looked ahead down the list, so I'm eager to hear about this.
All right. So last night, I forgot to tell you this morning, I meant to, and I forgot. I had a dream overnight that I've mentioned on Twitter briefly, but basically it was an all-lady Star Trek dream. And I don't know if it's because of the 50th anniversary today or what. Because it is 50 years today, right? Didn't we determine
it's
that earlier
50
today?
50 years today, yes.
So today's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. And I had an all-lady Star Trek dream. And in my dream, the captain was Jean-Marie Picard.
So not Jean-Luc, Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie. And on the bridge was Leslie Crusher.
That's a good one.
And Jean Marie was yelling for Leslie to get off the bridge.
This so has to be a porn. I'm sure that somewhere there's a porno like
this. Well, I thought maybe my dream might even go that way, but it never did. It just stayed all the ladies, all the guys that were ladies. Like instead of Geordi LaForge, it was like Jilly LaForge. And Worf was like still Worf, but it was a lady Worf.
Worfette,
maybe. I think they just called her Worf. But like all the other female casts were now men. So Beverly Crusher was like Bob Crusher.
Oh, really? So it was a complete gender reversal.
Yeah, complete flip. Almost like an episode of Star
Trek.
Dan
Troy.
Uh-huh. Like Dan Troy.
Troy Deanna.
Yeah, she just took on the name Troy. Actually, I don't remember what hers was, but she was a man. Riker was a woman. It's all flipped, and I don't know why. And it was like a normal Star Trek, though. It was like, she was mad because Leslie was screwing around on the bridge. So I told her to get off. And even though it wasn't Wesley, it was kind of the same. She was like the nerd girl on the bridge. And Geordi LaForge or Jilly LaForge was trying to make the engine go and couldn't get it to go. Like, it's all normal Star Trek. Like, straight up TNG. But everybody's gender was flipped.
Sure.
Weird, right?
That is weird. Was Ensign Williams somewhere on there too?
I don't think so. In fact, the people I don't remember seeing would have been Barkley from the TNG cast. No, Barkley, right. No Q. There were no Borg. Oh, and no Tasha Yar.
No Tasha Yar. So no vaccine. No treaty.
Yeah, and no Tasha Yar. Trevor Yar.
What was her first name on the show?
Tasha.
So it'd be Joshua Yar.
Hey, that was really close to my cheetah. Wasn't he a cheetah comment when I said, now what was Tasha Yar's first name? You almost did it.
We said it a few seconds before I.
That was close, man.
It was close.
That was really almost. Close.
Speaking of which, by the way, we haven't talked about this, but I just mentioned Ensign Williams, Ashley Victoria Robinson. Mm-hmm. On the Red Shirt Diaries, they are getting married in like 3 days.
Oh, yeah,
they're getting married
that.
This coming weekend.
That's
Jason
awesome.
Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Isn't that exciting?
Friends of Major Spoilers, contributors to Major Spoilers, mm-hmm. and
friends of this show for sure.
Friends of this show, yeah. So congratulations, you two. I imagine you're way too busy getting ready for the wedding to listen to us. But just
listen to us. But I'm her fictional dad. Shouldn't I be at the wedding giving her away fictionally?
You should. You should be appearing in audio form only, mm-hmm. walking her down the aisle.
Yeah. What the hell, Ashley? Come on. What are you doing to your old man here? All right. Well, congrats to them. That's exciting. Also, big congrats today. Eric Van Skyhawk got married.
Oh, yeah.
They're celebrating, I guess, officially. I don't know if it's the reception or what they're doing, but they're coming to Salt Lake to do whatever they're doing here, too, because his family's from here. We talked about this morning. So now they're married. Everyone we know is getting married. Jeff Cannata had a baby.
Oh, good for him.
Jack Cannata is the little guy's name. Cute little
boy. A new
little
concernlet.
A little concernlet. He's got concerns.
Uh-huh.
Actually, now Jeff has concerns. He needs to be very concerned. And someone else had a kid. Who was it? Don't remember. So I'll do the news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
I wish I remembered who it was. Hey, World of Warcraft. Are you familiar with it?
Ooh, can I? But hold on a sec. Can I say who the evening news is brought to you by?
Of course.
Because we do actually have somebody we can say.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by evening news is brought to you by TMS. Support TMS on Patreon, which is now really easy to do if you're listening to it on the Satchel podcast player. We're big fans of Satchel here. Good friends with Bo, who is one of the developers behind it. And what's cool about his podcast player is that you can subscribe or you can support us via Patreon right there from the app. You can also do really cool stuff with Twitter and find location-based podcasts and stuff like that, which is also really awesome.
Yeah.
But check it out. It's the Satchel Podcast Player, and it's available for both Apple and Android devices.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I'm glad you brought that up. No, it's good. I'm in a burp now. Hold on. All right. I'm better now.
That was a wussy burp.
World of Warcraft Legion. It's a video game.
Yes, I'm familiar.
It has made more or sold more than 3.3 million copies in 24 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot. If that is any indication, if you add into that who was already in over the last few weeks, the estimate is that they're way over their old 10,000 mark at the top of Warlords. And they don't report
Pandaria.
Those numbers anymore. So they don't say anymore. But if they did say, that's about where we'd be.
Cool.
Legion has been out for only a week, and it's really good. Turns out that it's also a big hit. Blizzard announced today that more than 3.3 million copies of the expansion were sold in its first day of release, not quite exceeding, but matching the first day sales record set by previous expansions. It also drove World of Warcraft's launch week player currency to its highest point since the release of World of Warcraft Cataclysm in 2010.
So the number of players logged on all simultaneously playing, this is the highest it's been since Cataclysm.
Yeah, I said concurrency, but I meant concurrency.
Concurrency. Oh, you were saying like Spanish, concurrency.
Yeah, or when...
With currency.
Nicolas Cage has some change in his pockets, concurrency. On Con Air. It's been a thrill to see players...
I was wondering, Montalban, maybe, but I don't know where the...
It was a bad connection. It's been a thrill to see players hunting demons, powering up artifacts, and freely exploring all the new zones in Legion, Blizzard CEO Mike Morhaime said. Hey, if you go to Stormheim, there's a Morhaime area. Did you know that?
Really?
You can go to Morhaime, yep.
Morheim and Stormheim.
Well, Stormheim's got like all the Heims. Like, there's a bunch of them, like Helheim and...
Coriheim?
Coriheim's there. No, not really. That'd be great, though.
That would be great.
But there is a Morhaime. Of course there is. There has to be. Says we worked hard.
Is the band Heim somewhere playing there?
No.
Like, just playing? No?
No, but you can get your...
Gregory Heim?
Yeah, Gregory Heim.
You're Cheryl Heim?
Yeah. who played Mad Men guy?
Don Draper?
Don Draper. Who played him?
John Hamm?
John Heim. John Heim. Mannheim Steamroller. That's another area.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the Heims.
There actually is a place called Mannheim. There's just a giant goblin steamroller there.
Yeah, bad Christmas music playing in the background. It's good.
But synchronized to the lights on the castle,
that's
which is
right.
Yeah. Okay, enough of this pun.
Moorheim says he worked hard to make, or they worked hard to make, this the best World of Warcraft expansion yet. I would agree, they're killing it.
Yeah.
And would look forward to providing players even more content as Legion's epic story unfolds in the months ahead. Bear in mind, the concurrent player count is not the same as total player count or subscriber numbers, which we presumably will not be hearing about since they decided last year to stop reporting them. It's fair to assume that the peak player count will enjoy a big boost as well. Though, as it did following the release of Warlords, it dropped pretty quickly. That's because Warlords kind of sucked. I mean, in comparison.
You know, I mean, I kind of like the...
In comparison.
The Garrisons was cool, but it...
It wasn't enough.
It was built to not have a very long shelf life when the next expansion came out.
I think it was fine as a shelf life, just none of the other content was... We didn't even have the two extra patches we usually get.
Like, oh,
it was
yeah, just, right.
They were busy making this thing.
The raid patches and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I finally figured out, by the way.
Yeah.
I know this isn't the instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to.
No,
but,
it isn't? Shit.
It isn't. But I finally figured out the whole artifact. So, all right, you get that thing where you go into your forge in your class hall, and you can start putting stuff into your artifact weapon.
Yep.
And... I was just saying, oh, well, click here, and oh, let's make a line here, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that there was actually like a really, you know, there were smart paths you should take through that, and just found that out today, so.
Well, there's the whole min-max thing you can do with just about anything in this game, so.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't know, I wasn't sure, you know.
Well, the nice thing is you can go back anytime and fix
any
goofs.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully I didn't waste a bunch of artifact points, but.
I think they refund that stuff.
Oh, do they? Okay,
I think
cool.
So. I'm not sure. The guy standing next, or whoever your person is that's around there.
Yeah.
In the hunting lodge, it's a Tauren going, hello. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to him, he'll say, I'll say, refund my points. And I think he gives it all back and I can repopulate wherever I want.
Cool. Cool.
I think.
All right. Well, hopefully it's like, you know, the first one's free. Don't be an idiot this time. Kind of right. Like it is with, it was with Talons for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my gosh, Talons. Remember that?
Yeah.
The way they used to be? Ooh.
Yeah.
CNN reports that the iconic 9/11 flag that disappeared 15 years ago has been found nearly 3,000 miles away. So shortly after three New York firefighters raised an American flag above the ruins of the September 11th attacks, a moment captured in an iconic photo seen around the world, the flag disappeared. Poof, gone. There was a big controversy about that. Now, 15 years later, the treasured Ground Zero artifact has been recovered. Speaking of artifacts, nearly 3,000 miles away in Everett, Washington.
Wow, which is where Tina's brother used to live.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Up until about
a year ago. There you go.
Where it ended up remained a mystery until late 2014 when a man who introduced himself as Brian's brother-in-law. Oh, no. It just says Brian. Well, hold on now.
He's not going to use his own name.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me.
It says he went to a fire station in Everett carrying a flag in a plastic bag. The man said he had seen a documentary about the disappearance and believed he had the missing flag. Bill Schneck, a forensics materials specialist at the Washington State Patrol Crime Lab, was soon tasked to determine its authenticity. Turns out they had the Shroud of Tehran. Just kidding, they didn't. They had the flag. they compared it, and they believe that it is the correct one. It is still a mystery as to how it got there.
That's crazy. Like, dude just shows up carrying a flag in a plastic bag. Like,
they think he may.
I think I've got it. I've had this. I put this flag in a plastic bag because isn't that what everybody doesn't everybody keep their flags in plastic bags to keep them fresh?
I mean, when I left New York, I didn't want it to get destroyed on the plane. So,
right.
I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. I saw a documentary about the disappearance and maybe I've got the missing flag. Okay, dude. Yeah. This is all a surprise to you. Yeah. You guilt finally got to you.
He either knew or he bought it from somebody. We don't know. That part hasn't been talked about.
Oh, yeah. eBay. Flag in plastic bag. Dusty flag in plastic bag. Sold by Dr. Seuss, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Mel Gibson is in the news again. We keep talking about Mel Gibson lately. What's up with him?
Because his beard is so rad.
His beard's pretty good. His new movie's supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Mel Gibson hated Batman versus Superman. I feel like we just do a string of stories over a couple of months that are just certain celebrities who hated Batman v. Superman. Here's the next
one. Jonah Hill hated Batman v. Superman.
Thought it was garbage. Over the weekend in Venice at the film festival, Mel Gibson launched an attack on comic book movies in general, comparing their their protagonists unfavorably with the real-life hero in his new movie, Hacksaw Ridge. He's such a dick sometimes. Does he have to be such a dick?
Yeah, I mean, make movies. Do the things be crazy in the movie.
Yeah, don't be crazy.
Walk around
here, right?
With no pants, watching TV with a dog in your trailer in the movies. Don't make us think that that's how you act in real life.
Yeah, what was that movie where he had to get revenge? It was really good.
Get Carter?
Get Carter. It's like that, though.
Payback.
Payback is so good.
Is that the one? What's the movie where Bill Gibson wants to get payback on somebody?
He wants payback. That's the one. It's super good, that movie.
It is really good, yeah.
He said, the difference between a real superhero and a comic book superhero is that real superheroes didn't wear any spandex.
Okay.
It's not that big a deal.
That's true.
On Tuesday, Gibson renewed his campaign against the stretchy stuff in an interview with Deadline, repeating his quote and then adding, spandex must cost a lot. Gibson had one particular film in crosshairs, the critically unloved Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, which he called, quote, a piece of shit.
It was made by the Jews.
You know that's a Jew movie.
You know, it's a Jew movie.
That's a Jew. Yeah, you never hear his accent.
What Mel Gibson sounds like.
I want to hear his accent more, and you never hear it anymore.
No.
Hacksaw Ridge. Andrew Garfield stars in this thing, and people really like it. The film arose in the conversation when Gibson compared its budget with the more modest spend of Hacksaw Ridge. The director said he looked at $200 million movies, scratched his head. I am really baffled by it. I think there's a lot of waste. But maybe I did one of those things when the green screens... What? Maybe if I did one of those things with the green screens, I'd find out different. Mm-hmm. That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
It seems to me that you could do it for less. You're spending outrageous amounts of money, $180 million or more, and I don't know how you make it back after the tax man gets you and after you give half of it to the exhibitors. Well, aren't we exposing
He's basically Mel Gibson is a thrifty, grumpy asshole.
Yeah.
Should be the headline.
That's my favorite, free weekly paper, The Thrifty Grumpy Asshole.
The Thrifty Grumpy Asshole, yes. Yeah,
it's good. You get some good deals in there.
Yeah, you can get 5 weeks of ads for just $1.95.
Is that really all?
Good. Yeah.
That's incredible. What else?
By the way, I have the Blu-ray.
Yeah. What do you like about that?
Set movie of Batman v Superman. Yeah. And it adds a little bit of stuff. Like one of my big complaints about it was this whole mystery. And the fact that Bruce Wayne, who is a detective, started in Detective Comics, is not at the center of this mystery trying to figure things out. And you got more of that happening with Lois, who's also, she's an ace reporter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But they had a lot more stuff for her to figure out. And it's like, all right, well, that adds a little bit to it.
Does she figure out how to get an extra set of clothes after she gets in a bathtub full with her clothes on?
No, she actually, that scene just gets totally X-rated.
No, oh,
it's like 18 minutes of Superman pounding Lois Lane on the counter and on the bathtub and...
Wow, I need to see the extended cut then.
Explicit tag.
You know what they
didn't add, but I wish they would have taken more out, was dream sequences. Maybe for the extended edition, maybe you take out like 3 of the 5 dream sequences.
Yeah, they all kind of sucked. Also, the Martha stuff, you should have taken that out and redone that whole story.
Yeah.
I don't think that thing is going to fix it for me, so I'm not buying it. But I am getting, I got today in the mail the Blu-ray re-release high def transfer whatever thing of Iron Giant I got today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very excited to watch
that. A lot of cool behind the scenes stuff on that, I'm hoping.
Yeah, behind the stuff scenes. I'm looking forward to that.
Behind the stuff.
Alphabet. Not the one with the letters in it. The company.
The Google thing.
Yeah, the Google parent company now.
Right.
That they set up to be the parent of the child.
Google from Alphabet.
That's right. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Alphabet has partnered with Chipotle to deliver burritos using drones.
Okay.
Google's parent company, Alphabet, teaming up with the fast casual chain Chipotle, who needs a little bit of a boost given their problems.
Yeah.
To test delivery to Virginia Tech students, according to a report on Bloomberg. The pilot program marks a tumbling point for Alphabet's Project Wing division.
Turning point.
That looks like tumbling in my eyes for some reason. Giving the team ample room to experiment with airborne burritos delivered in one of the first commercial programs of its kind to be greenlit by the Federal Aviation Authority, or the FAA.
Mm.
The drones, which will be hybrid aircraft and can both fly and hover in place, will make deliveries coordinated by Chipotle food trucks on campus. It's the first time you're going to actually see this stuff, says Project Wing head Dave Voss. He told this to Bloomberg.
I like that. It sounds like he's
Project Wing head.
Project Wing head. Yeah.
Not Project Wing head.
Right. Project Wing.
They should have said
Project Wing.
They should have said the head of Project Wing, Dave Voss. Yes. They blew that. Most drone delivery testing in the U.S. has been flight restricted by the FAA, which has often been slow moving and prohibitive when issuing rules around unmanned aerial vehicles. In July, though, or June rather, the FAA removed the requirement that drone pilots have a pilot license, but it has yet to lay out an easy pathway for companies like Google and Amazon to move forward with semi-autonomous delivery drones.
I'm raising my hand.
Go.
I'm not really.
Yes,
but
yes, you in the back. Yes.
Yeah. All right. You've got a Chipotle food truck that you're taking on a campus anyway.
Yeah.
Could that just not bring the 12 ingredients you need to make a Chipotle burrito? And then you get a hot burrito as opposed to a cold delivered by a drone taking 15 minutes to get to your burrito.
Well, I think the plan is the drones start from the truck and just fly up to the— actually, I don't know if it flies up like Fifth Element style to your window or something.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Like, it's not a— they're making them in the food trucks there and then just doing short runs to campus, I think.
All right, because I don't know. It's unclear because this will make deliveries coordinated by a Chipotle food truck
on campus. Yeah. On campus. So maybe not, though. Maybe not. Maybe the actual food's not coming from there. That's a really good question. Let's see.
I mean, must be present to get burrito.
Let's see. We'll generate, improve, Zibida. Okay. Six schools, something, something. Okay. Chipotle. Could not directly to food. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Project Wing came close to partner, chose to partner with Chipotle because it presented unique challenges. Could a drone adequately deliver food using a winch system? And can the food remain hot throughout the flight with special packaging? It sounds simple, but it's not, says Timothy Sands. Don't have a guy named Sands in charge of your food. That means there's sand in your food.
It's much better than animal hair. Larry Animal Hair.
Larry Animal Hair.
I'm your chef, Larry Animal Hair.
Larry A. Hair. What's the A stand for? You don't want to know.
Right.
There are a lot
I tell people it's animal, but it's something far worse.
They don't really specify where the food's coming from. If it's coming from the truck, I'm less worried. If it's coming from a location like uptown, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
coming from the truck. I think the truck is there. It seems like the truck is there to coordinate, which means what? Maybe he's like just got a homing beacon that the—
maybe.
I don't know.
Do they have to still go out to the truck and get it? They don't say.
They don't say.
Like, the, these are details matter. Yeah, details matter. Is this thing fly into the dorm common room and poop it down on the table? Is it out in front of the door? Do you go knock, knock, and it's just standing there hovering going, "Your burrito, sir." Like, what are we getting?
Exactly.
Thanks, Verge.
You know what, though? This burrito sounded really good.
Yes, going to have to get one. Get one tonight on your way down to the town.
We'll get one actually in probably at Mile High Stadium, whatever Mile High Stadium is now.
What are they calling it? Greasy Spoon McGee. I don't
right.
know.
Formerly Sports Authority Field.
It's a stupid name.
Chapter 13 Field.
Chapter 13 Field. Very well. Very good. Not Chapter 11. They're not restructuring. They're out.
Oh, yeah, they're out.
Chapter 13.
Woo! Isn't that bankruptcy, Chapter 13?
It is. There's 11 is restructuring. Yeah. Means they're bankrupt till they fix themselves. 13 right. means they're out.
They're out. They're done.
They're no more. And there is no Chapter 14. That's how serious it is. And who knows what Chapter 12 is? These guys in the middle.
It's like not as bad as out. But certainly worse than restructuring.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Chapter 12 is we're really hoping Google buys us.
That's it. Chapter 12, please buy us. Let's now break for a song. Okay. Brian has songs. One's an indie in the middle, and I can't wait to hear it.
I do. So let's talk about Frankie Kosmos. That sounds like a band, but it's a woman.
It sounds fake.
It's fronted by Greta Klein and her band. They're currently in Europe. They're playing shows there from their brand new album, which is called Next Thing, which was released earlier this year on Bayonet Records. They've got a video for the song you're about to hear. You may want to check it out. It stars Bambi Marangio. I'm going to pull Scott here. Bambi Marangio Pitts and Kendall Rose Pitts, who are mother and daughter performance artist actresses. I want to say I've seen them in some sort of comedy thing, but I can't remember what.
All right.
It might have been a Fred Armisen. It might have been Portlandia or
what's
something.
What's the name of the band again? What is it?
The band is called Frankie Kosmos, and I believe Frankie Kosmos is also the name of not the lead singer, but another woman in the band.
Oh, okay. Frankie anyway, I.E. All right, got it.
Yeah, this is from their brand new album called Next Thing. Here is their song, Young.
Oh, let's do that. Hold on, turn this down. That's not it. Here it is, everybody. I'm going to play the video, play the song. Here it is, Young.
With this, I'm scraping by. At least it's cute that I tried. I wrote some songs that I sung.
I know. Yeah.
That's a weird ending, dude.
I got fooled by that too. When the, I was watching the video and I was like, oh, I guess it's over. And then it started back up again. Huh?
Yeah. Super weird. I didn't expect that, but that's pretty cool. You know, what that reminds me of is that Scottish band. Oh, what is the name of them? Oh gosh, dang it. That's going to piss me off that I can't think of that name now.
Scottish band.
Scottish band has the same sounding girl. They're very indie.
It's not that.
That's a good one. We'll see. I'm gonna find it because it's gonna piss me off. Not the Bay City Rollers, not Big Country. Oh, it's really, and they're just like that. She's kind of I can't think of what it is.
Flighty, airy voice. Kind of thing.
I like it a lot, and I can't find it.
Camera Obscura.
That's it.
Lady Brains nails it.
Jeez, well done. Yeah, very similar to that. That was right in their wheelhouse.
Very cool.
The House of Wheels. All right, suckers. It's time for us to take a knee and review an app, both of which will hopefully be on both platforms that you love.
App Slappy.
All right, we review apps every couple of weeks, and why the hell not, we figure. We got stuff to talk about today. I'll start, why not?
Sure.
I've got an app here that I'd like to recommend to find folks everywhere. It is called Solitarica. It is a game. And it is available, I think, on both Android and iOS. I'm not 100% sure. I can tell you for sure it's on iOS, but it's also on Steam, and that's where I first saw it and heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
The developer had sent me a copy to review, and I absolutely fell in love with that game. And all I thought about the entire time was, oh my gosh, when is this coming to mobile? I want to play this on my phone on the toilet.
Okay.
So I did. I mean, I have, or I have it now, and now I can. It's called Solitarica, and basically it's this. It sounds, if you, Brian, you're probably thinking it's probably solitaire involved somehow.
I'm going to guess that solitaire somehow mm-hmm. enters into the equation.
Turns out you are 100% right.
Wow.
But use solitaire as like a battle mechanic. So you have magic, you have warrior power, you have healing, you have all the stuff you have in your RPGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have what is essentially a game of solitaire going on, but it's augmented with a bunch of things. So every time you spend a card, it creates a certain currency for you. So if it's this orange currency, it gives you attack powers. If it's a green currency, it gives you some of the healing stuff. If it gives you blue, it gives you shielding and stuff like this. And you have to activate these abilities as you accrue that currency. Now, you're playing against a computer. In this case, I'm playing a Hug Bug Warrior.
Because, of course, you are.
Of course. And he will make moves that will hinder my progress. It will, like, destroy some of my currencies, or it will attack my life bar because it has direct attacks or whatever. And my goal is to remove all of the cards up there to beat him. That's how I win.
Okay.
And I do it sometimes by zapping cards. Sometimes I just do good old-fashioned solitaire moves that work. And if you don't have those, sometimes you can hack and slash a card. Like right now I'm looking, I can go 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh my God, I love the graphics.
It's
on this
super
thing.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
where are the graphics?
Then you know, and every time you deal, that's when they get to make a move. So if you run out of options on the solitaire thing, you hit the deck to roll out another card, mm-hmm. and it will pause for a second because now he's going to do something, and that's usually his attack or his buff or his debuff or his whatever. So it's in essence like a roguelite sort of, RPG sort of thing that's all driven by card mechanics. And I am in love with it and recommend it highly.
Does it play well on the iPhone? Is it an iPad thing?
I would recommend iPhone, not because it works great on the iPad.
But because you want to play it while you take a crap.
It feels better in a small format like this because, I don't know, it just feels like it was made for a phone. Like, I just like it better on the phone. I played it on both just to sort of see. And it's fine. It's not like you can't sit in bed and play it on your iPad, but it is really, really great as a quick casual game on the phone. And you cool. go as many fight as many fights as you can and accrue some currency and money and stuff. And when you die, you have to start over, but you carry your currency and your new abilities with you. So it's a little like, any roguelike, they're all like this where...
Yeah.
You keep going and you accrue better stuff, but what's the Rogue Legacy was like this. It's the same idea.
And you die, you start over.
Correct. It's the same exact idea, except handled in a really unique way. Like, I've not played one like this before, and it's just kept me up at night. I love it. It's premium, so you're going to pay $3 for it. That means no free-to-play bullcrap.
Yeah, good.
You just play it, and it's fun, and it's really well done. And the developers are super interested in what people think and how they're playing it, and they're updating it all the time, and they're kind of keeping an eye on it and very active in their player community. So I cannot recommend enough Solitarica.
Cool.
On the App Store. People should go check it out. It's a great time. All right, what'd you bring?
Very cool. All right, well, you thought I was going to talk about Lumines.
I did.
And I was, up until I looked at my screen and saw, oh my gosh, I haven't talked about this yet.
Okay.
This is so stupid, but it's so, so friggin' funny and addictive, and you're going to love it, and you're going to be posting these crappy photos. But
all right.
I believe this is put together by Jimmy Fallon and his group, because when you're popular, the next frontier that you need to take over in the world is the app world. Right.
Yep.
So you've got your popular TV show, your popular album, whatever. Next thing is you need to have an app.
Yeah, like Ellen DeGeneres or freaking PewDiePie or all those chuckleheads.
Right, exactly. I'm sure there's a James Corden app. Well, Jimmy Fallon's is called Bunk. And the deal is you've got a little it basically takes you start by taking a picture. I'm going to use this on the iPad so everybody can see it. So I'm going to take a selfie. I'm going to do this without headphones.
You're going to take a selfie?
I'm going to take a selfie.
Okay, take a selfie.
And take off my headphones and go throw up.
Take a selfie.
And so you line up your...
Take a selfie.
Weirdly misshapen bald head.
Let me take a selfie. First, let me take a selfie.
Take a selfie.
And you just take a, you know... God, is that really what I look like? You just take it, you know, take a picture of yourself, and then you hit the magical bonk button down here, and it starts going crazy.
So what do you do?
And and this is what it ends up with.
All right.
Is this weirdly misshapen version of? Can you see me on the screen?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's freaky. You look you look like I don't know, a certain cartoon character that reminds me of.
Like asterisks or something.
Yeah. Some old school thing.
I'm gonna, you know, let's redo that one. Oh no, did I lose my? I have to take a new photo. All right, I'll take a new photo.
Nude photo. Ready?
A nude photo.
A nude photo. Will it work with your headphones in?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so here it's gonna go again.
Okay. So what happens now? Are you supposed to do something?
No, you can share it. You can give it to other people. It's just, it's the dumbest app.
I thought it would be a game.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah. If you touch it again, then it goes crazy again.
That's really weird. It's called what again?
It's called Bonk.
All right.
B-O-N-K. And I don't think there's anything. I mean, you can download it. You can... redo it. You can save it to your photo library. I'm trying to see if there is anything else you can do with it.
Oh,
there really isn't. It's really just
presented by The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
There you go. So it's basically like, all right, take a goofy photo of yourself or take a photo of yourself. And we're just going to really warp it up. And it's got a pretty intelligent mechanism for figuring out how to warp it. I mean, it figures out where your mouth is based on just where your eyes and the shape of your head and stuff like that. It's
I thought it'd be a game, like a, I don't know what I thought.
No, it is, but it's free. It's a just quick free throwaway app. And,
all right, here goes.
It creates some pretty weird things. I think you need to take one and post it.
Now I have to hit bonk to make it go.
You have to hit bonk to make it go.
All right, here you go, guys. This is so stupid.
It really is.
It's so stupid. It's
stupid, but for whatever reason, I couldn't stop doing stuff with it.
Well, that's all it takes, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mess about with this later.
I'm sure your kids are going to love it.
The sounds it makes are... It keeps changing. All right, that's super dumb. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Super dumb is good.
Super dumb, free, and there you go.
How many stars out of five? What would you give it?
I'd give it 3.5 because there's really nothing you can do with it after you've done the photo.
I would give Solitarica 4.5 out of five. That's how
much
I like.
Downloading right now.
You're gonna like it. That's gonna be some. That's gonna be good on the train when you're on the light rail.
Well, you know what's great about the light rail?
What's
that? It goes through like 8 Pokestops.
Oh, well, then you're going to be busy.
And I'm still doing that business, so.
Still doing Pokemon.
Well, I'm part of a podcast all about it.
Yeah. Now you're locked in.
I'm at least sticking around until I get a watch app, and then all bets are off.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
See how it goes.
See if disheveled shirt guy was right about how cool the watch app is.
I'm really tired.
We got our hands full of these. Right,
you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
We're going to do Twitter questions. We get them at the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter, and I did not advertise it today, so we'll see who we've got today.
I don't know. All right.
Could be interesting. We've already got some new ones. Peter Fisher has already piped in with a brand new one. He says, so, Chipotle has Alphabet drones for deliveries. Who will partner with KFC, and by what means will the chicken be delivered?
That's a really good question.
Who should they partner with?
That's a good question, Mega Man.
That's a good question, Mega Man.
How will they be by Canon? It'll be the,
That's a good question.
The Imodium Canon.
Does that sound like this? That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it fires it out to you. Yes.
Okay. All right. I had a friend. I told you about my friend that put chicken legs up his butt when he worked there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then sold it, fried it up and sold it. So maybe that's how they'll deliver it.
You've never eaten there since, have you?
No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I've lost all taste I ever had for the Colonel's original recipe because he added an ingredient or two.
It's the 12th herb, then spice.
That's right. That's the one you're worried about.
Makes you crave it fortnightly, jackass.
Fortnightly. KD Talmo, another regular, 21 minutes ago, asked, if you and your spouses could swap sexes for a day, would you? And what would you do second? Meaning, we all know what we would do first.
I think we all know what we would do first, right? Oh, that's the best question ever.
That's pretty good. I don't know.
What would I do second?
I don't know. I don't want to.
This is about the only thing that...
This has completely stumped me. I don't know. What else would you do? Well, it's not like I would suddenly take on... I mean, would we suddenly take on all of their responsibilities? Would Brian suddenly go to where she works and she'd do a podcast? Like, is that the idea? Or...
Yeah, would it be like a Freaky Friday kind of thing?
And then, you know what the first thing I'd do is? I'd go... Because I assume it's me, but I'd suddenly have boobs and a vajerger, right?
Yeah, right.
I'd go out and find a friend and go, dude, look at this! Check it out! And
he'd be like... Check out my wife's vagina! Because that's basically what you'd be doing.
Well, you're not... All you're doing is swapping genders, not... You don't look like each other. Right?
Oh, okay. Wait, read the tweet again.
So it says, if you and your spouses could swap sexes for a day, would you? That's all.
Yeah. So far, so good. Yeah. So it's just swapping sexes, yeah. Not swapping bodies.
Yeah, not actual bodies, just gotcha. Just genders. So I would be what I would be with boobs in a Virginia. Like yeah. my sister, I'd be my sister, basically. I got creepy real quick, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
No. Man, that's no good.
Yeah,
I have no second thing. I don't know.
There's nothing else.
Hey, what else do you do? This is what's wrong with guys.
Yeah, I can only think of what I'm assuming is the one thing, the first thing that we do.
Yeah. Sexual intercourse.
Oh, go into a ladies' locker room. There's our second thing.
Great. That helps the stereotype a lot.
Hi. I'd like to join your gym, but before I do, can I just go hang out in your locker room for a few minutes?
I just want to check it out, see what the facilities are like.
Yeah. Treadmills. Okay. Yeah. Stair climber. Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. Where's the locker room?
Yeah, what's the bathroom like? I'm a lesbian. Leave me alone. Nicholas Stewart says, Scott and Brian, if you had a chance to name a Starfleet ship for the new Star Trek series, what would you call it? He says he wants a funny name, but I don't want
the Angioplasty.
Ooh, that'll clear out the arteries of space.
That's right.
I'm going to say...
The Early Cancellation. The SS Early Cancellation.
Not bad. Cancellation class. It'd be the class of the ship.
Right, the cancellation class.
I'm going to say... the USS Dongle. That's my ship name, the Dongle.
We all know that it... And you have to use it to connect to certain other ships at Starfleet.
Captain, we can't use 3D Studio Max. What should we do? Oh, don't worry. This is the USS Dongle. That's we can right. use their stupid proprietary software. Paul says, is it too much or how much is too much for a roll of toilet paper? Anything more than $2, in my opinion.
Jeez, even that seems like too much. I mean, you should be getting one of those Charmin 16 packs for...
Well, like $8, $16.
$8.
Yeah. I've seen some pretty
over a buck is too much.
I've seen some pretty expensive toilet paper in my life. If we're saying how much is too much, $2 is my limit. I'm not paying any more than that.
I would be so bad at the Price is Right because I could not tell you how much Tina pays for a 16 pack of Charmin.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up. Let's Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Amazon's gotta have a deal.
16 pack.
Nick ordered Charmin. A bunch of ones. Charmin's the expensive brand.
Fog
right?
roll.
Is Charmin expensive?
Well, and it's funny because it did adjust it to be charming toilet paper.
Ah, charming toilet paper.
All right, so here we go. So a Charmin Basic 16 rolls at Home Depot, $5.98.
No, it's cheap. Charmin to go. Oh, no, that's toilet seat covers. Hold on. Charmin Ultra Soft Toilet Paper Mega Roll, 24 count on Amazon with Prime Delivery, $25.25.
Wow. In the year 2525.
So is that a little more than a dollar per roll?
That's a little more than a dollar per roll, which I think is good. Shoot for about $1 a roll.
There's got to be cheaper stuff here.
Well, if you go to Home Depot, apparently, and buy the basic I don't know what basic means. It's just like...
Don't they have sandpaper ratings?
Recycled 8.5 by 11 sheets that have been stapled together.
Well, you could go crazy and get Angel Soft, where you get 36 for 30 bucks. You could get... I'm trying to find a really cheap brand. Oh, here you go. A 12-count of Cottonelle Ultra Comfort Care Big Roll for $8.49 per roll or per package of 20 or 12.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. 48 double rolls of Charmin Ultra Thin for 26.
Wow.
This is the worst.
You can get the Angel Soft. They're best-selling. By the way, the best-selling toilet paper on Amazon is Angel Soft.
Yeah.
48 rolls for $21. That is like...
That's a steal.
That's a steal. It's like 50 cents, less than 50 cents a roll.
Yeah, that's how you want to do it. You can also get one of these big industrial like store types that you find in public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. 1,400 inches, two-ply, white tandem toilet paper roll, six per case. They're cascading tissue groups. It's that papery kind, right?
Right. It's so horrible. You'll need the entire roll.
Yeah.
To feel clean at the end.
Look at that thing, guys. Look at that beast. Showing the chat here. It's a monster.
Whoops. Oh, right. Yeah, it's so thin you can actually see through it.
Yeah, look at that thing. It looks more like adding machine paper.
Right.
In the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that was a rabbit hole.
TVZ Gun gets points for saying that is now TMS BM.
Okay. BM, well, like bowel movement. I get it. Well,
yes.
Done.
Yes. Alexa, order toilet paper. How many people's toilet paper?
Well, let's go on the other side of digestion for Sean Dickinson, who says, not enough food talk this week. So what would be your last meal before your execution? P.S. If you drink Civet coffee, you get to live. Well, I would drink Civet coffee to live.
No question.
Yeah. Well, unless, how am I being treated in prison? How's that going for me? Am I getting...
Yeah, because this thing started with you being in prison.
Am I getting man-poked fortnightly?
Fortnightly!
Because if I am, I may want to go. I may not want to be in.
All right, last meal. Sushi feels like the go-to.
Sushi which? Just sushi in general?
Just sushi in general, but maybe not. I mean, you know, I can't say no to a thick, juicy prime rib steak with a baked potato, butter, sour cream, chives.
Those big gnarly rolls you get at Texas Roadhouse.
Right, and an ice cold chocolate cake at the end.
Yeah, sorry, Brian's right. We have to go with the same meal when we die.
Yeah,
it's really, really good.
Makes it easy though. Could just order two of them.
Someone whose name I won't give because I don't want to embarrass him says, "Is it bad that I'm 30 and haven't had too serious a relationship with a girl? I'm nice and I'm sweet, but I've never had sex." Well, it's not bad.
No,
it's a little unique, probably.
Yeah, but
listen, I'm going to be honest with you people right now. You ready for me to throw down some Scott honesty?
Is this going to be the honesty that you've told us about?
I didn't do it till my wedding night. I didn't do it. So all you people are thinking, everyone does it. Not really. Some of you hold on. I held on to the last possible moment there. It was my wedding day. So don't feel bad. I was 23. So that's a little younger than 30, but still,
someday
I don't think it's
somebody's going to make you turn around. Till then,
those lyrics are freaking me out suddenly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the lyrics.
What do you think? Is it bad? It's not bad. Who cares?
Obviously, it's not bad. It's just, you know, when you find the person you're ready for, then you'll be ready. I mean, there's, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Don't settle. Mm-hmm. Wait for the one you want.
Exactly.
You're the one that I want. Okay. How about this? Who would you rather? Okay. This is from Christian Dawson. Who would you rather drive Fury Road with, the actual road, Mad Max and Furiosa, or the Blues Brothers?
And I saw your answer to this, actually, because you replied back to this. This one's old enough.
Yeah, a few days old. What did I say to this? I don't remember.
Does it have to be both Mad Max and Furiosa? Could it just be Furiosa?
Yes. Max wants out anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he could be on the very front of the car with a fork on his face.
Yeah, that'll work. I like your answer. We got three new ones since we started. Let's see what they are. At what price, says Paul, would you stop using toilet paper? It would have to be $5 a roll for me to stop using it, I think.
Yeah, and I would just install a Total Washlet in the house here, or multiple.
Yeah, but if it's like apocalyptic time, you might have to do with what you got. They go out and get a leaf.
You know that Walking Dead, you never see them carrying around rolls of toilet paper, like as they're going between the prison and Alexandria and all that stuff.
No, those guys are all walking around with 4 inches of caked poo on their bones. Oh, man. I'm telling you, think about it next time you're watching, Brian. Especially as they're all on the ground waiting for Negan to decide which one to hit.
Carl, get back in the house. You smell.
You smell bad, Carl. How about this one? Final one.
Okay.
Jeffrey Anderson says, what do you guys think of the new Cyan Gain Abduction? These are the guys that made Myst.
Yeah, I bought it. I kickstarted it, supported it, downloaded it, installed it, and there it sits.
Yeah, this is a Brian thing.
It is a Brian thing. I'm looking forward because I loved Myst. You know what? As bad a rap as Myst got in later years with like, oh, it's just basically HyperCard. Mm-hmm. I still love what the world that they were able to create with that. And I read the books. I was all in with Myst.
Abduction. I'm just trying to see current reviews. It did real well. 9 out of 10 on Steam. Spiritual sequel, blah, blah, blah. PC Gamer quite liked it. What is it? First person puzzle game. Yeah, it's very Myst-like, but you're actually walking around in like a polygonal world, not a bunch of photos, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's still like video and you're still collecting things and it's something I can't wait to play. And I installed it on my laptop thinking that I was going to get a chance to play it when I was on this trip. But no, I was too busy doing all the housework.
They were planning VR for this, but they last minute had to pull it and add it later. So that could be interesting.
Oh, wow.
The idea of this kind of game in VR sounds pretty neat to me.
Yeah, I still haven't got a notification, Amazon, that the PlayStation View is available for me to pre-order, guys.
PlayStation, what'd you call it? The View? Called it the
PlayStation
VR.
I'm sorry, PlayStation VR.
Yeah, I was gonna say View. You could just watch now. It's the what do you call it? It's their TV deal, right? My daughter has that. She loves that. That's how they get their TV, commercials and all.
Really? Oh, PlayStation View. That's why it sounded so familiar to me. Is because that's what. Yeah.
They have a million names for stupid stuff. They have a PlayStation TV that's got nothing to do with any of this stuff, and it's just confusing. Sony needs to stop doing that, in my opinion. Figure it out, guys. All right, there's your tweets. That's the ones we've read out loud. If you want to have some considered between now and next week, ask TMS is the hashtag on Twitter. Feel free. We'll definitely do more. Brian?
Yes, sir.
We're done.
That's it?
Patreon.com.
What did I miss? I missed something.
What did we miss? Did we miss something? I don't think we
missed anything. No, I didn't miss anything.
No, you're going to a game. You're going to have some fun tonight.
I am going to have some fun. I'm going to Periscope.
Are you?
And we'll see. We'll see what kind of...
We should have good LTE down there.
I would think so, right?
Out in the open? Is it outdoor or no?
It's an outdoor. We don't have no stinking cover on our field.
You don't have no dome.
No dome.
Who are they playing again?
The Carolina Panthers.
All right, well, done
the
away.
The same team that we defeated back in February at the Super Bowl.
It's a rivalry just waiting to happen.
It is.
Well, I hope the Broncos win, and I hope you have a fun time, and I hope Periscope works so that we can all see it.
I'm sure it will.
Follow Brian on Twitter at Coverville to see that, by the way.
Yes.
Big note here that we are brought to you today by patreon.com/TMS because you guys support us there. That's why there's a fifth show every week. If you've never considered bellying up, consider it now. Go on over to patreon.com/TMS. Throw us a buck a month for like 40 hours of content. Good Lord. And there's way better stuff if you do the higher levels. So go check that stuff out. Big thanks to Alpha Geek Radio for the simul stream. If you want contact details on how to get a hold of us, frogpants.com/TMS is where to do it. Let's go out with music, please.
I like that you called it a simul stream.
Yeah, simul stream.
Simul stream.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one's going out to Johan Nordell. Says, hi, Scotty and O'Brien. Surprised no one's used that one before.
That's a good one, yeah.
On the 1st of September, my wife and I will be celebrating the day she packed up her possessions and moved all the way from sunny Texas to cold Sweden on that day. Now, 11 years ago, both of our lives changed forever, and I've never looked back. To celebrate the anniversary of this day that my wife Jennifer arrived here in Sweden, I would like to request the song Every You, Every Me by Placebo, covered by Basement Alchemy. If that can be done, blah, blah, blah. It can be done, so I'm not going to read that. Thank you, Scott and Brian, for all you do, Johan. So this is cool. Now, I'm going to clear something up because I'm waiting for the chat room to hear the beginning of this song and say, oh, there's no F-bombs at the beginning of the song. All right?
Okay. Just
look up the lyrics online and you'll see that those aren't F-bombs. And I forgot what the words were, but yeah, they're totally fine. This is Basement Alchemy from the Covers from the Basement Volume 1 album that came out in 2012 with a cover of Placebo's Every You, Every Me.
Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I smell like beef.
Ew.
Delivered by drone.